Welcome, welcome, welcome to the How to Adult podcast, where we learn all things adulting. My name is Travis Walker, and I will be your host. Today's topic is all about moving to the big city and actually making it. My guest has moved to New York City and been there for an extended period of time and doing incredible things. So get excited and buckle up, because we are about to learn how to adult. We are back for another episode of How to Adult, and we've got a very special friend of mine. Mac is here. What's up, Mac?
Hey.
Well, I brought Mac on because I think there's a lot of people that live in towns like ours or grew up in towns like the towns that we grew up in, and they have this big dream of living in a big city and making it. And you've done just that. And so I'm excited to learn from you. But before we get into that, can we know a little bit about you in terms of what you do for work? And spoiler alert, Max in New York City. And so I want to know maybe exactly where in New York City you're at.
Yeah, I actually just moved into a new apartment. So I live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Very different. I've lived a few different places since I moved here. I lived in Brooklyn for a little bit. I've lived in Queens. So I'm excited about my new apartment.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And what do you do for work?
So I just finished grad school, which is ultimately why I came here. And since my last year of grad school, I've been working as a freelance art professional, but I'll break it down because I know that sounds a little weird. I work as a museum educator at the Met, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I work as a studio manager for an artist named John Alexander, who's a painter. And he's actually from Beaumont, which is a whole story within itself. I work as an adjunct professor, actually at Lamar. So I do it on the computer. I teach classes on the computer. And then I also work in social media a little bit. Like, I help out with the dance studio's social media accounts.
Wow. You have a fascinating life. And that's why you're here. Well, that is incredible. You've got like four jobs, which is great. I have, you know, two or three. So that's cool. Yeah. But I'm interested in, you said that you're just completing grad school and you say that you're in art working at the Met. I'm interested in the circumstances that brought you to New York City. Was it school or?
That was kind of the big reason. I did junior college, and then I transferred back to Lamar, which is in the city that we grew up in. Yeah. So I graduated, and then I was just having an itch. Like, I just was feeling like I was like outgrowing the positions that I was in terms of work, and I'm very career oriented. So I was just kind of like feeling an itch, wanted to do something bigger. And, you know, working in art and working in museums specifically, it's really hard to get positions without a master's degree. So I applied to a few different places, some places in Texas, but the closest one was Houston, University of Houston. But I applied to a few out of state, and I applied to NYU, which was ultimately the one that I chose to go to. So that was like the big reason I moved here, but also just wanting to move to a new place, a bigger place, more opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a specific reason? You said you applied to several schools. And so was there a specific reason of why you wanted to go to NYU? Was it because you wanted to live in a big city, or what was that thought process?
Yeah, that a big part of it was the big city thing. Not even necessarily like New York, but just a big city. Like, I think I would have been happier like any big city, but the program that I ended up doing at NYU was for a master's in museum studies, and a few of the other places that I had applied to weren't exactly that. I had applied to like art history masters, art education masters, and only one other museum studies program, but that one wasn't as art focused as NYU. So what like really pulled me to that was that it was a museum studies master's, which was like really what I had my eyes set on, but it was focused around art and art museums, which is kind of primarily my interest because I ended up doing studio art in undergrad.
Okay. Okay. What fascinates you about art? What gets you going and excited and wanting to get not only an undergraduate degree, but also a master's degree in that field specifically?
Well, as you know, I grew up doing dance. I was always super into dance. I always felt like I was like a creative person, but I didn't think, you know, I wasn't going to be able to be like a professional dancer. It also just wasn't really something I was super interested in. I liked making art, but was never interested in being like a professional artist in my own rights. And this is something, I also just really like art history. And this is something where I can like be creative. I can like speak to my ass to like things that I'm really good at, which is talking and teaching, things like that. And I'm around art, which is just something I just like to do in my free time. Like even when I'm not at work, I spend basically all my time going to exhibitions, going to museums, you know, going somewhere where I can like be around art. So it's nice to be able to like work in a field that is also like a hobby almost.
Yeah. That's really exciting. And you know, on this topic of people moving to big cities and staying there, you know, there is a lot of people that do that. They got the moving part down, right? We can move to New York City. We can move to LA, but the staying there seems to be a problem. And so I'm interested in what do you think prepared you to not only move to New York City, but also successfully stay there for an extended period of time?
I first like to say, I feel like this is kind of like an asterisk in my life where I never was a person. I feel like there were so many people that we grew up with. I was just like, oh, I hate Beaumont. I want to get away from here. I hate growing up here. This place sucks. I never want to come back. I really genuinely was never that person. Even now, like I did not dislike growing up there. I think it's a cool place, especially I think I feel that way because I went to Lamar and I spent time there as an adult as well. I never left just like out of spite. And like, I was just like, oh, I gotta get out of here. Like it never felt that way. I was just like, I feel like I'm outgrowing this. You know, I feel like there's more for me. So now that I'm in New York, I think a lot of the reason why I've been able to do this as much as I have successfully to this point is that I was always really independent. That sounds kind of like a cop-out answer, but I've always like done a really good job of taking care of myself. And like, I've never relied on parents to take care of me. You know, my parents never paid my bills or anything. It was kind of like, you know, you're on your own, kid. So when I made this decision to come here, I knew like it was something I really, really thought about for a long time. And I was like, you know, if I decide to do this, it's going to be all on me. Like if I fly or fall, you know? So I think that's a big part of it. And I also think that actually the artist that I work for, he talks a lot about, you know, being an artist and how like it's a really hard thing to do, you know, like you have to really put yourself out there. And he calls it like you have to, he calls it like an obsession. Like you have to be obsessed with this or you're not going to succeed. And that's kind of how I feel about my career, which has ultimately helped me stay here. You know, if it wasn't for like jobs that I have and the connections that I've made and the things that I've done in my profession, I would not be able to stay here because I wouldn't have any money. So, and I genuinely am really obsessed with what I do, and it's something that I'm really passionate about and I'm excited about, and I spend probably too much time thinking about. And I think that that's another big part of it is that like, you really have to like you know, like balls to the wall, like go all the way, or like it's just not gonna happen.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's such a good message.
I don't know if that's a good answer, but
it's a perfect answer in the sense of you really got to dedicate yourself to the whole thing if you're gonna do this right.
To whatever that is, like even right. if you're not, like, you know, there's people who their goal is to be a parent, or, you know, like, that's great too. And I'm sure they feel the same way that I feel about, like, my job, you know, like right. that was what they succeeded out to do. And I'm sure that they put as much obsession into that right now as I do into these things. Like right now, this is my baby.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
that's a great way
putting
to put
into
it.
My career.
I love that. I love that. And kind of looking at the other side of the coin, and maybe you have to do some imagination here, but when people move to big cities and then, you know, aren't able to make it, what's happening? What's going wrong? What commonality out of the stories maybe that you've seen of people not being able to stay in that big city once they've moved there? Have you seen any of that, or can you imagine maybe what's going on that's going wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of things. I think one, like, obviously life can just, like, be hard, and like curveballs can be thrown at you, and there are things that you can't control, like COVID, or, you know, if you lose your job. Like, there are things that I think make it really hard, but I think the people that have even had those things happen and have still, like, you know, made it work is that there is no plan B. It's like, this is what I'm doing. Like, wow. When people, like, ask me, you know, like, when are you coming home? I'm like, this is home. I live here. I decided to come here, and I'm, like, actively building my life here. Like, you know, I have, like, another really good friend who, you know, she's lost her job, and she's never at any point been like, I'm going to move home. Like, we're grownups. Like, you have to take care of yourself now. Like, I understand things happen and there's nothing wrong, but, like, if you're wanting to stay where you are, you have to, like, decide, you know, is this where you live? Is this your life? Are you going to do this, or are you not? You know?
Wow. That's deep, man. Don't have a plan B, and you'll make plan B work.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Because I'd also like to say, I don't really know what I would do if I got a call tomorrow and all of my jobs were like, hey, you know, sorry, this isn't going to work. I genuinely don't know what I would do, but I would never think to myself, oh, I should probably, like, move home to Beaumont. I would probably think to myself, like, okay, maybe I should, like, do Uber for a little bit, or, like, get a job at a restaurant. I don't know, be a sub teacher. Like, those are the things that, like, would immediately cross my mind.
How to make it work.
Yeah. How to make it, like, I genuinely think probably the first thing that I would do is, if I lost my job, I would literally be like, okay, how do I get on the substitute teacher list? Cause I used to do that when I was in college. And that's, like, such an easy way to make money if you have a degree.
Right, right. That is really helpful. And you've alluded to a couple of times kind of people that you talk to and maybe the friends that you have. And being an adult in general, it's kind of hard to make friends. And so I'm interested in kind of your process and how you have made friends and maintained relationships in this move to the big city.
Yeah. So I was in a really lucky position when I moved here, because a lot of my super close friends from Beaumont lived here and from junior college. So I don't know if you remember Garrett Morales. He lived here. He's literally like my brother. He's, like, one of my childhood best friends.
Yeah.
He was living here. So that, like, obviously he also lived literally 10 minutes down the street from me.
Which, I love him.
Like, that made the move so much easier, because I knew as soon as I got here, I'd have someone to eat lunch with. Like, you know, every week I could count on that. Like, I could go and hang out with him, you know? And I had another friend who, she was very helpful because she went to junior college with me. Her name is Madeline, and she is a professional dancer. So she also is kind of on this, like, freelance, like, lifestyle that I am a part of now. And so she was really helpful with kind of the like logistical stuff, like, oh, like, you know, here are some like temp agencies if you ever need like, you know, some extra side gig work, stuff like that, which ultimately I've luckily never had to use. Like I've only ever done jobs that are in my field since I've been here. But, you know, things like that are really important and helpful. I don't think that, like, I don't know anyone that lives in LA. I didn't apply for any schools there. I think probably subliminally that's why I didn't.
Fair enough.
But even like a friend of a friend type thing can be super helpful, you know, just like knowing one person can like really help you. But I think being a part of grad school, you know, a lot of my friends are people that I met in grad school or through people from grad school. I really don't hang out with anyone that also doesn't like work in my field. Like most of my friends are people that have similar interests to me. And I've either met at grad school, met at work, or met at like gallery openings and things like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's really good. And really good advice, even if you're not in a big city.
Yeah.
You're gonna find people.
You will definitely find your people. Like it takes time, obviously. But I feel like even if I hadn't had those people or I hadn't had grad school to kind of like cultivate those relationships, like work is like such a big place to meet people. You know, even if they don't like become the people you ultimately hang out with primarily, like I said, like friends of friends. I also used to be a part of a running group, and that like the running groups and like exercise groups here go so hard. Like they do so many meetups. They do so many social events. I would like hardly go to the runs and I'd go to all the social events. I was like, wow, I love my running club in which I don't run in.
That's so funny. Join a running group, but only go to their social events.
Yeah, no, I started calling myself the social member, and they were like, that's so true.
That's really funny. Well, we obviously have to address the elephant in the room in terms of cost of living, and big cities is obviously much higher. So how have you navigated the high cost of living in New York City?
So I'll say it was a little tough at first because, like I mentioned, grad student, I didn't have like a set job when I got here. I just took a little bit out extra in student loans to like, help me get settled. But like even when I was preparing to move here, I was like busting my butt doing like everything that I could to make more money. Like I was working at a dance studio and I was working at a museum in Beaumont and also at the dance studio. And every parent who was like even peeped about private lessons, I was like, oh, I got you. I'll meet you at this time. Write me a check. Like I was like busting my butt to get money to like set me up for success.
Right.
To like kind of help me cushion that transition. But yeah, no, it is hard. Like, I mean, there's a reason why I didn't live in Manhattan when I first got here. I literally, when I found my first apartment, which if you saw it, you would just die. It was so shoddy. My first apartment that I had in New York was in Brooklyn, actually in a really nice location, but it was in terms of like what was around it, but it was literally right outside the train. And I went to sleep every single night to the sound of, please, steer clear of the closing doors. And I was like, wow, love this. So yeah, I mean, I do think you have to like struggle a little bit, build character, you know?
Yes.
And I think obviously now, like I'm in a lot better position. I've graduated. I make a little bit more money, able to work a little bit more. And I've adapted my living situation to reflect that. But yeah, I think a lot of it is like preparing yourself and like also like small things. Like when I moved here, like, I mean, this apartment that I live in now is the first time I lived by myself. And since I've been in New York, I've always had roommates, which is like, can be a perk or a disadvantage of living in the city, depending on how you look at it. Perk, friends, built-in friends. Built you come in. Home, you have people to talk to. which everyone that I've lived with is still someone that I'm friends with, and they started out as strangers.
That's great.
Yeah. I know not everyone is as lucky as me, but like my first roommate, shout out Evie, I love you. I met her on some app called Roomie that's popular in New York, and she already had like the living room furniture and everything. She was just looking for someone to move into the room. So that was like another money benefit, was I was like, oh, I don't have to buy like a couch or a TV or kitchen stuff. Like she has all that stuff. All I'll need to get is like a bed, most importantly. And like, I'll be good. And that really did help so much. So things like that, you know, roommates are a plus, especially when I feel like I would not recommend moving to a big city. Even like if I moved right now, like my olden age of 26 years old.
So old.
Even if I moved right now to a new city where I didn't know anyone, I would probably still live with a roommate at least for like a few months just to like have some confirmed human interaction.
You got to secure the human interaction. I love how we melded the money conversation and the right social conversation.
Yes. Roommates. That's so funny. This money, friends. Roommates.
It all comes together. Well, you mentioned the transition period of preparing for this move. And I'd like to dive a little bit deeper into that and, you know, what's going on the 6 months before you're going to New York City. It's confirmed at this point. You know what's going to happen. It's time to grind. What does that 6 months look like?
Well, it's funny because it really was exactly 6 months. I found out that I got into grad school. Yeah, I think like 6 months. I found out I got into grad school in April and school started in August. So it was like major go time. I think it was like a mix of, like I said, like kind of talking to people that I knew. Like even if, you know, someone is considering moving to a larger city and they, you know, grew up somewhere like we grew up, like small to mid-sized town. Even if you're not speaking to someone that moved exactly where you're moving, even just like talking to someone who's moved to a big city at all. Also, like there's so many ways to find out things on the internet now. Like it's so crazy. You can find out anything, like TikTok and Google and all the things. There's so many resources on Reddit. Reddit is like, everything I search nowadays is how to Reddit. You know, like how to blah, blah, blah with Reddit on the end.
Right.
So I think it was like a mix of like working hard to, you know, save my coins, like picking up extra things here and there. Like I had a garage sale, got rid of some stuff. That's one thing that I really recommend. I did not bring any like things. Like I only brought my clothes.
Wow.
And like,
suitcase.
Yeah. Like I literally moved with my checked bags. Like I brought my friend with me, my friend Kate Shirley, you remember her? She flew with me to New York and I filled up two suitcases checked with me, and that was all I brought to New York, was four suitcases.
Wow.
And that was really helpful though, because like furniture and stuff, like if you have something sentimental, give it to a friend, give it to your mom, like let them keep it. If you really, you know, decide you want it one day, you can get it there. But like the furniture and all that stuff, like just get rid of it, start new. IKEA's great. IKEA's great. And like I said, like kind of talking, preparing with people that I knew, like getting all my ducks in a row. Like New York is weird with housing stuff, and I can imagine it's like this in like LA or even like Miami or something. Like you don't find where you're gonna live until like literally the month out. Like people get houses within days here. It's crazy. Yeah, you like, I feel like when I lived in Beaumont, it was like, oh, you sign your lease, you don't move in for like 3 to 6 months. No, New York is literally like you go see the apartment, you find out the next day if you got it. It's crazy. The market moves so fast here. And it can sometimes be hard to secure a place, which is why whenever I wasn't there, being able to like go look at apartments and stuff, I was like, okay, I'm not going to like look for an apartment. I'm going to look for a roommate that has an apartment.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
So
that's why they pay me the big bucks.
Get paid the big bucks so that you can stay in New York. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So your first couple of days are, do you get to move straight into the apartment that you were going to get, or did you have to spend a few days in a hotel? What are those first couple of days looking like?
For some people that I know, like one of my really good friends who I went to grad school with, when she moved her apartment, she didn't even have an apartment when she got here. She came in, she was like, I'm going to stay in a hotel for 4 nights. That was what she prepared. And she found an apartment in those 4 days and was like, okay, now I live here.
Wow.
Which is really crazy. I would not recommend doing that. But for me, I had secured the apartment and I started the lease on like, I don't know, like the 15th or something. And then I moved in like 10 days after that, like right before school started.
Wow.
So yeah. And then like, I just made sure I still like moved in a few days before school started so I could like get things situated. And like, I had done things like, I got a mattress already shipped to the apartment. So like the first night, it was actually like, I was so overwhelmed and like, really, I was like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, I don't know. Like, cause I had never seen the apartment. I knew it wasn't super glamorous or anything. And I had like talked to my roommate, you know, but like they, so I get to the apartment. All I had was a bed the first night. I had gotten like the mattress shipped there and like sheets and slept literally like, if it was like an episode of a TV show, like literally slept on the floor in my New York apartment with the train like blaring in the background. Woke up the next day and was like, okay, I have to go pick up this dresser that I got on Facebook Marketplace. Then we have to go to this place and get my bookshelf that I ordered on Facebook Marketplace and all these things.
Oh my gosh.
And that was like,
how do you move all that?
Well, you can bring stuff on the subway, depending how big it is.
Okay.
I had like got a bookshelf. Rebecca Hoffman went with me to go get it, and we brought it on the subway and brought it to my apartment. I had gotten like a bed frame, stuck it in an Uber. Yeah.
You just get creative.
Yeah, exactly. You get creative.
That's very interesting. Well, let's fast forward to today. You've gone through all of this. You've finished your graduate degree. You're starting to look great and have your 4 jobs. What do you love most about living in this incredible area of the world?
I genuinely don't feel like I would be able to have the career that I want anywhere else. Like, I have such big aspirations for like working in the arts and working in museums, and I'm not like 100% sure what the trajectory will look like, but I do know that I would not be able to get to where I wanted to go if I did not live here. Which is like another reason why I've been like so like, yeah, this is like what I need to be doing. I think that's like a really big part of it. Like, New York has the biggest museums in the United States here. It's just like such a community within itself. Like, there's just so much art and galleries and museums, and that whole scene is like very robust here. Not to say that it's not like great anywhere else. Like, there's other really great areas, but I just think for what I want to do specifically, like, this makes the most sense. And also like all the connections that I've made through grad school. I would recommend, if you do go to grad school, to go where you think you'd want to end up, because it's helpful to like already know people in the field, in the city that you want to work in. That, and what was the question?
What you love most about living in New York?
Just, there are a lot of things. I think like all of the different types of people that I get to meet and be around on a daily basis. Like, you can walk around on the street and hear multiple different kinds of languages just on one block, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. I think it's like a lot easier for everyone to feel like they can be who they want to be.
Okay.
Which I think is nice. And there's just always something to do.
Like, there's always something to do.
There's so many free things to do here. Like, I think one of the things that is really different from where we grew up and where I was living before to here, and one of my favorite parts, is not having to drive. I love public transportation. I mean, you know, I don't even know what the bus system looks like in Burma. I never even thought about it. It was like, if you didn't have a car, how do you even live? Tough. Like, how do you even live without a car? Like, I remember there was like a week where my car was in the shop and I was like, literally, how am I even going to go to work? Like, what am I going to do? Like, and here it's like, that's not, I mean, obviously the subway has its own issues, but it's so much easier to get around and to do things. And even to like go explore other cities. Like, I've been able to go, like, you can get to Boston on Amtrak, on the train. You can get to, I've gone to Philly a few times. You can explore upstate New York, go to New Jersey. Like, there's a lot of places you can visit on the train. So I think, like, overall, just like accessibility to things.
Yeah. Yeah, the train is something I think about all the time. When I think about the Northeast area, I'm like, just hop on a train and get to the coolest places in the country.
No, really. It's so great. Yeah, and it's also made me feel more confident about visiting, because I only came to New York one time before I moved here, and it was when I was on Rangerettes on my college dance team. And we came here for a trip. So, of course, we were like Empire State Building and like go to a Broadway. Like, we did like all the touristy stuff. So I didn't really feel like I experienced it. But, and I haven't really visited that many like other big cities until I moved here. And now I feel like I could go anywhere and I could figure it out, because I'm like, oh, if I can figure out the New York City public transit system, I can for sure do that anywhere else.
That's totally fair. That's totally fair. So do, when you live in New York, do you visit the touristy things once and then avoid it like the plague? Or how does that work when you live there?
So I would say, like, some of the things that I like to do, like going to museums and things like that, like, can be seen as like touristy stuff. Like, it's funny because, like, I feel like, you know, 70% of the people who like come to visit, and they're like, oh, like, what should we do? Like, we definitely want to go to the Met. And I'm like, LOL, like, I'm there all the time. But like, there's been times where like people come to visit and I'll go with them to do the touristy stuff. Like, I had never gone to see the Statue of Liberty, and I did it, and I was like, oh, that was actually like really fun and cool. Like, I can see why people like to do that, you know? Like, it was expensive, but it was fun. It was worth it for sure. Like, at least to do one time. But there are other things where I'm like, guys, come on. Like, I don't know. Like, there's no reason to hang out in Times Square. Like, anytime people are coming to visit, I'm like, don't even, like, you can walk through it and take your picture or whatever, but like, don't stay over there. Like, that is such a bad idea. And then there are things that are also just like so obvious tourist traps. Like, there's this thing called The Edge, which is literally just like a rooftop. And they charge people like $100 to go in it. And I'm like, why? Just go to our rooftop bar and eat and take a picture.
That's so funny. So let's think about the people that are like you that are thinking about this. They're from a small to mid-sized town like we are. And what was the biggest culture shock for you as you moved from a town like ours to New York City? What was the biggest culture shock?
I think like my serious answer is probably like the money stuff. Just like how much things cost here. Like, I went to the store shortly before we had this conversation. And all I bought was like some paper towels, like some eyeliner, like some hair ties, and like some sort of like spray detergent stuff. $30. $30 something. I was like, this is supposed to be a discount store. I'm confused. Everything is really expensive, and that I think that's something I think about a lot. My silly answer though is how freaking loud it is here. Like, I mean, I lived in a super quiet neighborhood in Beaumont my whole life. Like, even as an adult, I lived in a quiet neighborhood. And yeah, it's really loud. It's really loud here. Like, there's so much noise.
There's so much noise. It never stops.
No, I think really, especially because the first year I lived here, I lived literally outside of the train. I was just like, I can't escape it. Like, I remember I went home. I went to like Beaumont to visit. Yeah. And it was the first time I had left New York since I had moved there. And it had been a few months. And I was literally like, okay, my ears are ringing. It's so quiet here. Like, I can hear birds all the time. I will say there are quiet places in New York. Like, there's so many public parks. You can do your little getaway to, like, you know, the more outer areas of New York and like a little bit upstate. And it's, like I said, super easy to get to those places. But like on the day to day, like going to work, coming home, I'm just like, why is everyone honking like all the time?
Everyone honking. Oh man, the culture of honking, I'm sure, is very different there.
There's actually some streets where they say it's illegal to honk, and they do it anyways. Cars are ruthless here. I will say I've driven a few times, and I don't recommend being a driver here. Like, the pedestrians, they run this city.
Oh, I imagine so.
Yeah.
So do you have a car, or did you get rid of yours?
No, I sold my car when I moved to New York. My boyfriend has a car, so I have borrowed it on occasion to, like, go places. Like, I wanted to go to this like museum in the Bronx that I could have taken the public transit, but it would have taken a long time because that was when I was still living in Queens. I borrowed the car. I've driven it, like, whenever I moved, you know, I had to drive a U-Haul. That was wild. things like that.
I'm proud of you for doing that.
It's funny. A lot of my friends from grad school are international, so they don't have driver's license. They can't drive in the U.S. And so on multiple occasions, I have been the designated driver for U-Hauls when my friends have moved, because I'm one of the only people they know that has a driver's license. Even like native New Yorkers who grow up here, most of them don't have driver's license. It's like, why would they need it? We have the public transportation.
That's so interesting. That's kind of another culture shock for me. I wouldn't have thought about that. And now you're a pro U-Haul driver. So you got another useful skill.
If I need to, if I lose my job, there we go.
Certified U-Haul driver.
That's funny.
So what would you say that final piece of advice is for somebody that's considering moving to a large city for the first time, and you want them to be successful? What is that final piece of advice for that person?
I like what I said earlier. We're like, there's no plan B. Like, obviously, like, you can go places and, you know, like, go to grad school and, you know, move back home. Like, if that's what you want to do, like, do it. But if you're, like, uprooting your entire life to move to a new city, make it the only option to, like, make it work, you know? Or, like, I think that's like what I would say. If it's really what you want to do, like, you can for sure make it happen. Like, I'm really like a sort of like pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of girl. Like, you know, if you want it, you can get it. Like, I really genuinely do believe that. That's
so good. That's so good. Is it? I think it's really good. You know, people always say you should have a plan B, and then we get into the episode and you say you should not have a plan B.
No plan B.
I love just the anti, like, we're going to go against everything that you know. Don't have a plan B. Make it work.
Yeah. You can do it. Believe in yourself. That's so not, good. Not to say that like in a corny way. Like, I really mean it. Believe in yourself.
We embrace corny here. So if people want to learn more about you or see your adventures in New York, where can they go?
They can follow me on Instagram at Matt Compion. That's just my normal one. I also have recently, in the past year or so, started documenting a lot of things that I do in the art world on TikTok. And my thing for that is at MacFacts. MACFACTS.
Very good.
And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Well, you got to go check her out on social media because I think she's living like a rock star. So go follow her. And remember, we're going to learn how to adult together. Thank you so much to Mac for coming on the show and helping us all learn how to adult. To stay up to date on all things How to Adult, make sure that you follow at How to Adult TW on Instagram and Facebook. And remember, we're going to learn how to adult together. See you next time.